Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 331 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And friends, little did we know that this chapter was going to be split into 4,000 parts. And so Lori was going to come back for this episode, but we ended up having scheduling issues. So we do not have Lori back for the last part of this chapter, but we do have her insights. So we will be reading her notes from our doc. Lori, we miss you and we thank you so much for all your contributions to this exceptionally long chapter 10.
And hopefully we can have you back again for another chapter soon.
Absolutely.
Of Maybe course. One that's not 10 parts.
It was so many parts.
It okay. really was.
But today we will be discussing part 4 of chapter 10 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Creature's Tale. So make sure you've read the chapter. And I don't know if I said this verb last time.
What?
She doesn't know if she is reusing a verb.
Did I say slink last time?
I don't know.
Give me a verb quick.
Saunter.
I'm going to saunter our way through the details, everybody.
Could also sob.
Sob. Yeah, creature does cry a lot.
But he's so productive. It's an art.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna not hear about it. Insufferable.
Not only am I a Swiftie, but I'm a Disney adult, so I'm just a double combo of the most insufferable person to walk this planet, and I do not care.
A double combo.
Yeah.
A double combo.
Creature can do it with a broken heart, Brie, you're right.
Oh.
Oh my god. We found Creature's Anthem.
Oh, poor creature.
So sad.
Oh my gosh. All right, Catherine.
Yeah.
Would you like to recap this for us?
I would love to.
Thank you.
That was a really extra long recap.
Yes.
Okay. So creature revealed to the trio that the locket is gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Taken by Mundungus.
Mundungus.
And through a very upset creature, they start to unravel the tale. The locket belonged to Regulus. Voldemort required an elf. Let's hear more.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com. What else did he require?
I wrote a long time ago that Harry was perplexed.
Yeah, how long ago did you do these notes?
Listen to this, though. Thomas, I'm better than you, Voldemort Riddle, needed an elf. Right. That's a long name.
Thomas.
Oh, I don't like that.
Thomas!
Is his name actually Thomas?
I don't know.
It's actually Thomas.
No. But when he scrambles the letters, it's Tom.
Yeah, yeah. I was being a snot.
I know, but now I'm just curious.
I don't think it's... I mean, I don't know. I think it's just Tom, though.
Boring.
Just Tom.
Because nowhere does it ever say Thomas. So I think it's just Tom.
Now I want to call him Thomas.
Well, now it's Thomas.
Okay, I like that.
What did I call him? Thomas, I'm better than you, Voldemort Riddle.
Marguerite says, it's Tommy.
It is Tommy. Tomothy? Okay. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, what? Because Voldemort doesn't operate with elves or anything. I have somebody texting me right now about Wings and Ruin, and it's just my name in all caps. I'm sorry. I got so distracted. Oh, God. I'll read you these later. It's really good. Okay. So Harry's like, Voldemort needed an elf. Everybody's so confused by this. And Creature's like, yes. Oh, I have to turn. I'm sorry. I have to turn my messages off because her flags are coming in. Oh, Savannah. Okay. How do I mute hide messages? Okay. All right. So we're back in action. Creature tells them that Regulus had basically volunteered Creature for whatever this task was. It was an unknown task at the time. And all that they really knew was that Voldemort needed an elf. And Regulus thought that this was going to be an honor, not only for himself, but for Creature too. But that seems very silly from my lens looking in at this, only because Regulus should have known how Voldemort thinks and feels and treats other beings and creatures other than pure blood witches and wizards, or even, I guess, half blood.
Maybe he did know that, and that's why he added the bit to come home. Because Creature does kind of talk about that bit, like that was the part that like made him able to leave, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that is kind of like how he words it. So maybe Regulus did have a little bit of insight,
or maybe he didn't volunteer him at all.
Maybe, and then because of that, he said and to come home.
It's like a failsafe, you know. Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that Regulus is the only Death Eater that would have an elf.
Yeah,
especially totally. If they're pure blood families. Those are.
I mean, signs. You know, the Malfoys probably did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Regulus, I don't think, has an idea that it's a death mission, but maybe had an inkling that it might not be like the safest of things.
Yeah.
And obviously Creature has no idea either, because he just thinks that it's like a mission of honor, or whatever I'm doing is going to be honorable. And so the order that Creature was given is this. It says from the book, quote, "It was an honor," said Master Regulus, "an honor for him and for Creature, who must be sure to do whatever the Dark Lord ordered him to do, and then to come home." And so at this point, we have to think about it from this angle, is that Creature's reliving his trauma. And so his body language right now is that he is rocking back and forth as he is telling this tale. And the part that actually keeps Creature alive, as we know, is Regulus adds the bit at the end, ordering him to come home after the task is complete. Mm-hmm. And so that enables him to live. Oh, my gosh.
Do you think that he could have made the decision to leave without that bit? Or do you think that was integral in it?
Well, I don't know, because if we think about how he gets around with like loopholes and stuff.
Yeah.
Voldemort never told him that he had to stay. Voldemort's not his master. Regulus didn't say anything about staying until Voldemort says he can go or anything like that. So I think he would have been able to get out.
Maybe that, because he was under the influence of this potion, right? Like, you're out of your mind and you get so thirsty, and then that's what leads you to, unfortunately.
Maybe that was like in his head.
Maybe because he had that order, he was able to like snap from that spell or whatever.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay, so let's keep going. Quote, "So Creature went to the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord did not tell Creature what they were to do, but took Creature with him to a cave beside the sea. And beyond the cave there was a cavern, and in the cavern was a great black lake, which we know as the Lake Tiam. The official sponsor
of
Swish and Flick Podcast, your vacation destination.
Seven Horcrux Star Resort.
Oh my God.
You'll feel relaxed all the way into your soul.
We have a full staff.
Oh my God.
Wall-to-wall accommodations.
I just hit my mic.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
You don't laugh, you cry, right?
So Harry's thinking about all of this, and I think in the book all I can hear is like Jim Dale, of course there had been a lake. Harry knew this. Blah. Anyway, so he's like visualizing.
I was just listening to this.
Were you?
Yeah.
Aw. I love this book so much. So he's visualizing everything as Creature is telling it because he's lived this and he's been to these places. So he knows exactly like what he's talking about. And it's so, I mean, this was a traumatic event for Harry too.
It has to be weird to hear the same steps come out of Creature's mouth.
Like, this is actually a real place and this happened to me. This isn't just like a bad memory.
And also, like, this is obviously all true, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I can trust Creature's word because I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. Ooh. So there's a boat. It's bewitched. It's ghostly green. Also evil. It's intended to carry one wizard and one victim. And so this is how Dumbledore and Harry were able to cross, even though they were both wizards. Harry being underage would not have been considered to be very powerful by Voldemort's standards in the way that he thinks. So he wouldn't have been any kind of threat, and Harry and his magic wouldn't have registered within the boat's magical capacity, I guess. So Voldemort had tested this victim theory out by placing Creature, a lesser being, in the boat with him. Because science. You have to do your experiments, right? We need evidence to support this. So as they get there and Creature continues on his story, he talks about the basin that's full of potion. Voldemort tells him to drink it. He does, and he tells him that he saw terrible things. The potion also made his insides burn. And I wonder if that has anything, like, I wonder if, like, not only does it make you feel like you're burning on the inside, but, like, is it actually, like, burning your organs?
It's got to be crazy for Harry to hear that side of it, because he didn't hear from Dumbledore what it was doing.
He only heard the snippets of things that he thought, and then later on connected the dots of Ariana and all that jazz. I don't know. Creature cries out for Regulus, for Mrs. Black, and that almost like it almost feels like a child calling out for their mother or something.
Yeah.
Something the equivalent. And Voldemort's response to this torture is to laugh. I mean, we know he's a sick individual, but he's like really, really a sick individual because he's laughing.
At his pain.
At the pain and torment.
And like mental and physical pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
And like, he's probably also, as gross as this is, he's gleeful in the fact that like this is working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's doing exactly as I intended. The boat worked. The potion works. I'm going to bounce. So the potion is gone and the locket is placed in the basin and then it's refilled. Quote, he filled it up with more potion. And here's where I have questions. It did not refill itself. Okay. Voldemort fills it back up. I want everybody to keep that in their noggin. Okay. And so what Voldemort is doing in this moment is he's actually refilling it for Regulus, but they don't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my question is, does the basin get filled back up when Harry and Dumbledore arrive at the lake? But because here's where I have a problem. Here's where I have a problem.
I'm annoyed with this.
I know. And I looked up a lot and I couldn't find anything. So if I miss something, I'm not perfect, guys. I don't ever pretend to be. If I have missed something, please tell me. Let me just read from my notes and then we'll talk about it. So how is it that the basin is full when Harry and Dumbledore later arrive at the lake and Dumbledore drinks the potion? Okay. Here's some questions. Did you not have to drink at all? Because he still drank a lot to get to the locket. Is this a plot hole? There's no way that he would have went. The first time that Voldemort goes back to check is after he knows Harry is hunting Horcruxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second location.
Is it
Regulus did not empty? Refill it.
Is it empty whenever Voldemort comes back?
But who fills it for Dumbledore?
I know, but I'm saying if it is empty when Voldemort comes back, then it's not magically refilling.
That's right? What I'm saying. There's no, because when after a creature drank it, Voldemort refilled it. Right. That's quote from the book.
But in the book, does it state when Voldemort goes to check on it again if the basin is empty or full?
I'm sure it does.
Because
do you, while I'm looking at that, do you want to, actually, it'd be easier to use Kindle. Pull anything that anybody is saying in Discord.
So a lot of people are saying similar things, that they think that there's like a refilling spell on it.
Then why did he do
the
it?
Thing is that's not stated. It doesn't, which is say he casts
a spell.
It's not stated.
I typed in cake, by the way, instead of cave, just so everyone knows.
And it's so annoying. But Janine says, I feel like it's empty when Voldy comes back later. So if that's the case, then that is a massive plot hole. Because it doesn't state that Regulus refills it. In fact, it states that creature watches him drink it. I actually read this part here in a little bit. Creature watches him drink it and get dragged under the water.
Mm-hmm.
He says nothing about watching Regulus refill it. And
Regulus was being tortured and tormented. I don't think, I mean, Dumbledore is not like other wizards. So I feel like he's able to pull himself out of whatever this torture is for a second to get the fire for the Inferi to get them to go away. I don't know. Sorry, I have to find this again.
Because if Voldemort went back to refill it after Regulus, he would have known that someone had tampered with it.
Right.
And then that would have raised red flags.
Correct. Right.
But he doesn't because the potion is full and the locket is at the bottom and it looks like the real thing. So, yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Let me see. Gil, Voldemort's a powerful wizard. I feel like he must have done something to make it refill itself. So, I mean, if it's not empty when he goes back, then I could see a refilling spot. I could be okay with that explanation. But if it remains empty after Dumbledore drinks it, then I feel like that can't be a thing. You know what I mean? Because it would have refilled after Dumbledore. But I feel like I also remember Voldemort seeing it empty.
I don't remember either way. We'll have to put a note in because I know it's during the battle, like the beginning, very bit of the battle. Gil said, with Gamp's law of elemental transfiguration, as long as a tiny bit is in the basin, maybe more can be conjured.
Mia says, my plot hole filling explanation is that there's a way to conjure potions in a way that auto-replenishes it when it empties from the container. But this first time he didn't know if the potion would do what he wanted it to, so he had to manually refill it. And when he refilled it this time after creature before Regulus, he used a potion that had been conjured differently.
Why would he think that he would have to refill it, though? That's my problem.
I know.
Voldemort doesn't think like that. Nobody is as good as Voldemort.
Yeah, right.
No one thinks like Voldemort. No one stinks like Voldemort. I don't know. Because, like, everybody is less than him. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Nobody could get into the Room of Requirement. Only he had went into the depths of the castle and knew of this. There was no way that the boy could.
He was special.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No one knew of that gaunt connection. Oh, wait, Dumbledore did. He must have told Harry, you know? And now I have to check on all these other things. Like, no one could penetrate this cave.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry probably couldn't by himself, but...
But still, yeah, he thinks that everything that he comes up with is, like, flawless.
So there would be no need... for a refilling spell.
Blake says on page 595, and for a second he looked down upon a basin whose potion had turned clear.
What does that mean? 595 in our hymnal, original clear. Copy.
Yeah. Clear.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Was I in the right
Maybe.
Chapter? So close.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense because why would it refill with the prop? Because it was like a greenish potion, right? Wasn't it?
In the movie, it looks like Frost Gatorade.
The Frost Gatorade is so good, man.
Dude, they still make that?
Yeah.
Oh, I only drink purple.
Maybe that's what, actually, I'm thinking of purple. It looks like purple Gatorade.
It's just purple? Weird. Why would it turn clear then, but not after Regulus?
That is not where it is in my book.
Yeah.
Because... you would think that it would be able to tell that it's a decoy. You know what I mean?
Okay, hold on.
That's very weird.
Turn clear. Yeah. For a second he looked down upon the basin whose potion had turned clear and saw that no golden locket lay safe beneath the surface. It's full, but why is it clear? I hate it.
That doesn't make sense.
Did Dumbledore do something? Harry would... Okay. Harry was fighting off in fury.
Did Harry fill it with water? No.
No, Harry was trying to fill the goblet. So, did Dumbledore put something in there as he was doing all that stuff with, like, the fire and whatnot?
The potion's emerald.
We only see... So, Dumbledore must have done something. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. There's no way it refilled.
Or is it clear when there's nothing inside there? But I feel like it would have...
Blake says, I thought Voldemort turned it clear. It was his own special spell is how I took it. Like, he turned it clear to look into the depths of it to see if it was still there.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That fits better.
He also says he turned it clear.
That's a good idea.
Blake also said Harry was in Ravenclaw Tower and went back into Voldemort's head and Voldemort turned it clear so he wouldn't have to drink it.
What page is that?
Ravenclaw Tower.
I know, that's right when they get there after they talk to...
So he turned it clear to check the potion.
Still 595?
Apparently this potion is called the Drink of Despair.
So everything online that I looked... So, like, Tiffany had told me about this loop, this, you know... plot hole. And she was like, see if you can, like, find anything. And I was looking, and, like, literally every, like, wiki's answer is that, oh, there must be a refilling spell. But it's like, but that's not stated. And also it just, like, doesn't make sense.
Where does it say he turned it clear, though? He's looking at it that had turned clear, but it doesn't say he turned it clear.
She says still 595.
Yeah, that's what I know. Is it the same paragraph?
Because this makes my brain hurt.
I mean, up the he turned it clear.
Blank.
Oh. Okay. Blank. All is forgiven. I'm over here like, where? My hymnal doesn't say that.
I'm kind of bothered by the fact that it wouldn't have changed in any... The potion wouldn't have changed in any way once the real Horcrux was gone. Like, I feel like when you put a fake in there, like, wouldn't it react differently?
Mm, don't know. Potion's a potion.
I mean, if it's just liquid.
It's not an ingredient, per se, but I don't know. Maybe. Was it the Horcrux that made it a bad potion?
I don't want a plot hole. I feel like her writing is better than that, usually. Like,
she gets dates wrong. And
yeah. But, like, I can forgive date plot holes.
I can't. Just kidding.
Like, that is, like, not as important to me as, like, something like this. It just annoys me.
Yeah. So who's to
say?
I want
an answer.
Yeah. So reach out to us on social media if you have ideas. What do you think? Plot hole, nay, something happened, headcanons. I don't care. I want to hear from you. Because I read that and I was like, oh, man. Because I couldn't figure it out. We got to move on, though. Otherwise, yeah, we'll be here all night. So Voldemort leaves creature on this island to die. That's nice. And Harry paints himself a picture of Voldemort sailing away, and his mind can't go any further because, halt, how did creature escape? Quote, creature needed water. He crawled to the island's edge, and he drank from the Black Lake. And hands, dead hands, came out of the water and dragged creature under the surface. Boyfriend's under. How did you get away? Harry asked, and was not surprised to hear himself whispering. Creature raised his ugly head and looked at Harry with his great bloodshot eyes. Master Regulus told Creature to come back. I know, but how did you escape the Inferi? Creature did not seem to understand. Creature tells him again that Regulus told him to come home. So he did just that. Harry's still not comprehending that this highest law of the House Elf is their master's bidding. So
He's not comprehending the condition that he's in, the position that he's in. It's Oogie Boogie song. That I messed up. You're welcome.
I was trying to sing along with you.
I appreciate it.
And then I didn't.
I didn't make it very clear.
Oh my God. I love you for that.
I love you.
But that's also like really good foreshadowing later on into Malfoy Manor and Dobby's ability to do what he did and save the day. And is this, who put this in here for me?
The link. I copied it so that I could read it later. Marguerite found like a MuggleNet article on the potion. So I just like, so that I don't lose it in the conversation in here, I put it in the doc.
Am I not the only frustrated one on the internet?
It says, hold on, she copied a little bit from it. It says, clear as water. Why was the behavior of the water in the cave unnatural? Because it was not water, it was a potion. Clear as water, a mixture of asphodel and wormwood. And what is a mixture of asphodel and wormwood, you ask? Well, Severus Snape has done us a favor and sneeringly provided this piece of information in the first book. For your information, Potter, asphodel and wormwood make a sleeping potion so powerful it is known as the draught of living death. I thought that was interesting. I think that they're actually talking about like the lake water is a potion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh.
Yeah, okay. 'Cause it doesn't act normal, right? The water itself doesn't act normal.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
That'd be great to keep the Inferi in there.
Yeah.
I need a water bottle that says the lake water.
Oh my God.
Ew. No.
Someone in college had a water bottle that said hose water on it, and I thought it was so funny.
Dude, hose water.
It's good. But you probably shouldn't be drinking
nothing. Ooh, I like what Amy Lou said. Okay, I've been driving this whole time and I'm finally at a stop. I think that the drink of despair is just the lake water and that it wells up into the basin. The despair is the sadness of all the Inferi.
Wasn't a potion of his own creation, though?
But maybe like the water is the potion. Like the lake is the potion.
It's just marinated in fury.
It's a good thought.
I did see some people way back, like when we first started talking about this, some others were suggesting like that it had to do with something with the lake refilling it. So I like how that all kind of came full circle.
Those are fun ways to.
Can you just see like little and fury cupping their hands and each of them
thinking. Little and don't little try to make them sound cute.
Ew.
Just little wabby guys.
The one.
No.
No.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
They drop it before they got up there. They're all bumbly.
Maybe.
Stumbly.
Are they like deteriorating like zombies?
Well, I would assume.
It's a body in water.
It's a body.
Holes in their hands. Ew.
Swiss cheese hands?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I don't like any of it and none of it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
and
I don't like
any I'll need some like answers from the internet.
Michigan Mike said people soup.
Ew.
I'm laughing because it's so gross.
Mike.
I don't know how to handle it.
Mike. Distasteful.
That would be distasteful.
Okay. So Lori's notes say, quote, bewitched so as to carry one wizard and one victim toward the island in the center. Harry knows something beyond what Dumbledore believed, and it goes unremarked here. Dumbledore thought the boat would only carry one wizard and Harry's power wouldn't register. Harry knows that Voldemort's intention was more evil than that.
Interesting.
Quote, he saw terrible things. Voldemort's signature trauma potion, using people's minds to turn against themselves. That's a great note.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because what's more traumatic is than reliving your own trauma?
Yeah.
We're all also our own worst critic. So, like,
yeah.
We all just play right so into like, something like that.
Having your anxieties just, like, come front and center.
Yeah.
And awful. That's what the locket does, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
My goodness.
That sucks.
But that's what's in there. Yeah.
So the locket was marinating.
It was. It was almost like it was marinating.
Yeah. Locket soup.
Locket soup.
I love Slytherin that. Soup. Who knew Slytherin we would get there with that? Oh,
yeah,
I'm
that's cool.
That's so awesome.
It's not, but it is.
But it, well, yes. And then creature, this is still Lori, creature cries out for Regulus and Mistress Black to save him. They're who come to his mind when he thinks he's going to die. That's who's going to walk with him into the forest and he feels affection for them. Lori, that's not nice.
Oh my God.
I can't even.
Oh, Lori, I'm going to have to write you an email.
Speaking of email, we have three.
Okay, so Voldemort never would have considered that elves had magic that he didn't, which is his downfall here. Mm-hmm. So there was something that he couldn't understand. A house elf's highest law is his master's bidding. We've been talking about this already, but Regulus told Creature to come home, so he came home. Like, simple as that. Creature told Regulus what happened, and he was very, like, Regulus acted very worried about what he was hearing, because I think that it was unexpected. He wasn't hearing what he was expecting to hear from Creature. So he had told Creature to stay hidden and not leave the house, obviously, because Voldemort thinks that he has died, right?
Right.
So this, he says, like, some time has passed then. So, like, this is Regulus's planning period, right? He's obviously getting a replica made of this locket. He knows that he's going to die, so he is probably just like getting his affairs in order, which is sad. So he came to find Creature, and Creature noticed that Regulus was different. Like, he was not right in his mind, which I think it was just because he was like accepting his fate. He like knew what he had to do, and it's obviously a really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who would feel okay and normal when that's what you were about to go and do? So he had Creature take him to the lake where all the poets went to die, and Harry recognized parts in the story because it was a recreation of when he and Dumbledore went to the lake. So Harry assumes and is disgusted that Regulus is going to make Creature drink the potion, but Creature just shakes his head. And Hermione's reaction here is, like, she understands real quick how this story is going to go down, and Harry does not. She's just, like, in shock and understanding the story. And Creature explains that Regulus took out a replica locket and told Creature to swap it with the real one. And Regulus again ordered Creature to leave and go home and to never tell Mrs. Black to destroy this locket that they're going to get from the bottom of the potion. Mm. And then Regulus drank the potion. And Creature did what he was told to do. He swapped the lockets. He watched Regulus get dragged into the water. Yes.
I mean, I don't enjoy this, but Harry's mind at this point is immediately thinking that it's going to be Regulus was taking Creature there to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like very surprised when it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I think that's a moment for him, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
it's to realize that people can change.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Even as far as someone who like was raised basically to be a Death Eater, you know.
I wonder if this story helps make Snape's story more believable for him at the end too.
Maybe Draco too. Maybe it helps him have more compassion and ends up saving Draco at the end of this book.
Yeah.
Draco disappoints me so much during the Battle of Hogwarts.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
I know.
He's, like, teetering.
I have to tell myself all the time that, like, he's still a kid.
Not in the wizarding world!
Right?
Right.
I know.
He's, like, teetering on the edge of doing good.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't seem to get there.
Yeah. I know. And I do think that it partially is his self-preservation.
Absolutely it is. And in wartime, yes, whatever, I can understand. But, like... It still irritates me.
It's his Slytherin showing.
And my Gryffindor is showing by everybody letting the Malfoy family sit in the Great Hall when everything is said and done. I'd be knocking teeth out. There's no way that family would have been able to sit there
pretty nuts.
And not be restrained.
Crazy. Yeah.
You're bad people sitting there. I don't care if the war's over and he's dead. I don't care what you say. You've been slimy since day one. You would have to be put in a room or something. I can't look at
That's why I actually prefer in the you movie killed they walk me. Away.
Yeah.
You would have killed me 10 minutes earlier. 10 minutes earlier, you would have been shooting green light at me.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want
to
sit
Jinx
here?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You jinxed
I
an,
almost
mm-hmm.
did. I almost sure did. And I didn't and I should have.
Slimy Slytherin. She would have been sitting in the Great Hall too after she tried to green light you.
Trying to green light you sounds like a good thing, but it's not.
Hollywood, you want to get the green light.
Yeah.
Wizarding world? Oh, no, no.
No. Oh, I man. Like what Gil said.
What?
Regulus walked so Draco and Snape could run, but Draco should have done better.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that Regulus's story is just kind of like a stepping stone for Harry. It's...
Yeah.
To realize that someone from the Black family who was a Slytherin, who was a Death Eater, could make a good decision and see that what was going on was not right, you know? So Hermione is so upset. She tries to hug Creature.
Oh,
this is too much.
Not today.
This is too much for Creature. He says, he's so bad. The mudblood touched Creature. He will not allow it. What would his mistress say? And Harry, rightfully so, gets pretty angry and snarls at Creature. I told you not to call her mudblood.
What does it sound like when he... Okay, you answered me. Got you.
And then there's this whole moment of because he knows that he just disobeyed Harry, so he goes to punish himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Hermione is like screaming at Harry to make him stop, and Harry makes him stop, and then he's trying to get him like back on track to like continue with the story. He's like, yeah, okay, let's move on. Tell me more. he tries to get him back on track, asks him if he destroyed the locket. Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS. So I just copy-pasted this from the book. Nothing creature did made any mark upon it, moaned the elf. Creature tried everything, everything he knew, but nothing, nothing would work. So many powerful spells upon the casing. Creature was sure the way to destroy it was to get inside it, but it would not open. Creature punished himself. He tried again. He punished himself. He tried again. Creature failed to obey orders. Creature could not destroy the locket, and his mistress was mad with grief because Master Regulus had disappeared, and Creature could not tell her what had happened. No, because Master Regulus had forbidden him to tell any of the family what happened in the cave.
That's such a hard position to be in.
Yeah. I think it's telling that he chooses to listen to Regulus first. Because who knows what, you know, Mrs. Black was demanding of him. But, like, he did not disobey Regulus's orders.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
He would not give it up.
He also, like, when he remembered that one of his orders was to come home, mm-hmm. boyfriend was under the water when he remembers that.
Yeah. Sad.
I'm glad that he thought clearly enough for two shakes of a lammy's tail.
Yeah.
To be able to remember that.
Mm. Okay, I have some Lori notes here. So, Voldemort didn't consider elf magic. In that sense, Dumbledore was right. Creature's magic didn't register next to wizard magic. And she also quotes the fact that Harry is disgusted about thinking that Regulus is going to make Creature drink the potion. And she says, I love this. Harry hasn't wrapped his mind around the enormity of Regulus's self-sacrifice yet.
But Hermione has.
But Hermione has. And she says that. She says Hermione's hands leapt to her mouth because this is just an excellent use of Hermione's faster comprehension. Like, she gets it right away. She's like, oh my gosh, Regulus is going to drink it. So Regulus tells Creature never to tell Mrs. Black. So what a heavy thing Regulus has consigned Creature to do, even if it was necessary. Like, how awful it must have been for Creature to witness Mrs. Black's torment. Because we know how beloved, is that the right way to say it?
Beloved. I think you do either.
Beloved or loved Regulus was of Mrs. Black. Like, she loved him so much.
Say loved again.
Loved.
Loved.
So this is loved.
We're going in 14 days.
Yeah. They're going to Disney and Universal in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Tiffany.
So Creature cringes away from Hermione's hug, but then obeys the order not to say mudblood. Well, tries to after that, you know. But he's experiencing this regime change, and it is hard for him. And Hermione finally wins this argument of, oh, don't you see now how sick it is the way they've got to obey?
Yeah.
So Harry continues to interrogate Creature relentlessly. He was also relentless in Half-Blood Prince when pressing Slughorn for the memory. It's like a nice comparison. Mm-hmm. Creature punished himself. He tried again. Self-punishment doesn't work as motivation, but there's no other outlet for Creature to take out his distress.
He can't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah, who's he going to talk to? Like,
mm-hmm. So sad. Sure, he was alone with himself for, what, 10 years? But he started being alone way before then.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, sorry, that was really sad.
She quotes, his mistress was mad with grief. So, like, the uncertainty must have been awful. This, to Lori, is one of the most upsetting stories of the Potterverse.
Oh.
Just, like, I mean,
yeah.
I, you know, not having closure, not having an answer as to what happened, like, that.
It's so hard for me to separate the fact that she was a garbage person.
I know.
But if you take that away, so let's do this. Let's unpack this onion, everybody. Take your onion. Now, please. Shed the layers. What's in the middle? Mom.
Onion.
Mama Black.
Mom.
Is that who you're talking about?
Wahlberga.
Wahlberga.
Okay. Wahlberga.
Wahlberga's in the middle.
Okay. She stinks a little, but that's fine.
This is Wahlberga now. She's a little smaller.
We have to shed because we have to realize that what is at the center
is a mother.
Is a mother.
I know. Mother.
Onions.
Look at what egg Millie is. Egg Millie. That's what it's at.
I just melted.
Onion. You said onion?
I did.
I didn't hear you.
What's in the middle of the onion?
Onion.
Well,
you're
well, not wrong. Layers.
There's also a mom inside.
Check your next onion.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Check your next onion.
One more sad note from Lori.
Egg Molly.
Well, you just read it and then you're like, what?
I know.
Sorry.
Even Ron, who was no fan of creatures, looked troubled. This is opening their eyes to unimaginable family sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is really just the beginning.
Well, I mean, Hermione's already completed one of those unimaginable family sacrifices. Her family doesn't know that they have a daughter.
Jinx, you owe me Coke.
What are the standings on these? Because we are going to Disney, and this is what this is how we decide this. The Cokes will be had, and the game has to restart.
Mm-hmm.
I had some good Disney Cokes.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna eat Casey's.
What do I owe so many?
Oh, we owe three. I owe 21. Jeez.
I got a lot of work to do.
I owe three to Megan.
I'm getting 14 Cokes.
Katie,
baby.
I don't owe you stuff. That's so funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it is to me.
I think it's pretty hilarious.
Your numbers are not good, Catherine.
I do it so much outside of the pod.
Well,
and I need to be texting Mia.
You do, but mm-hmm. you don't. So that's not my problem.
Yeah, expect
sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a you problem.
All right.
Thanks, you owe me a Coke.
I'm not having it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you done?
It was belching? A delayed jinx, but I went.
Right?
Yeah.
See? Suck on that, Catherine.
Know what you can suck on?
You know what I'm going to suck on? A straw for all my Disney Cokes.
You know what? It's going to be paper, so I hope you enjoy it.
I hope it disintegrates.
I'm packing a straw. I'm not even kidding.
I'm going to grab a bunch of McDonald's straws and pack them.
You need paper straw.
Oh, God.
Now I can't see because I smudged my glasses. Once I put my eyes back on, I'll start.
Mia, can you please add the Coke? Katie O's tip.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Me a solid. Don't do it.
14 of them.
14. You know what? She's gonna do it. She's gonna spite you and just line up 14. Be like, drink these till you puke.
That could be a really funny video.
Oh my god.
Drinking Coke until you puke? Yeah, sounds like a great time. So Harry, he's like, I don't understand you, creature. Voldemort tried to kill you. Regulus died trying to bring Voldemort down. But you're still happy to betray Sirius to Voldemort. You were happy to go to Narcissa and Bellatrix. Pass information to Voldemort through them. So this gets resolved in this end of the chapter. But I kind of like that Harry gets the chance to voice his feelings of betrayal to creature instead of just keeping them inside. Like, I feel like that's good closure, good communication, like getting it out there instead of just letting it fester. So Hermione answers for him, though, for creature. She says creature doesn't think like that. He's a slave. He's used to bad treatment. Here's some sad stuff. What Voldemort did to him really isn't that far away from how the normal of how they're treated.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Wizard wars really mean nothing to an elf-like creature. He's just loyal to the people who are kind to him. And she deduces that Mrs. Black and Regulus obviously must have been kind. And so creature willingly served them, parroted their beliefs. And when the trio is kind to him, he does the same thing to them. So she also says, I know what you're going to say, she went on, as Harry began to protest, that Regulus changed his mind, but he doesn't seem to have explained that to creature, does he? And I think I know why. Creature and Regulus's family were all safer if they kept the old pure bloodline. Regulus was trying to protect them all. This kid was so young and did amazing things.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Ron Weasley.
Hermione I don't Granger. Think that the young should be underestimated. No. I think that's so annoying.
Yeah.
So it's good representation. I agree.
I think thankfully in these books, the young are not underestimated.
Not by everyone.
Not by everyone.
Like, we have really good representation with Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Who's like, I believe you, but like the rest of the world's not going to believe 13-year-old wizards, you know?
Yeah. Which I mean, is dumb. Obviously, yeah, not all the time, but there's good representation in the books of the young not being. What's the word I'm looking for? I just said it.
Necessarily underestimated.
Trusted. Underestimated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sarker says, if anything, Dumbledore overestimates.
It's true. Yeah.
Just count on a lot of things.
Was
happening.
Regulus of age when he went to the lake? I think he was.
Yeah, I feel like he was.
He was like just of age. Yeah. Like maybe 18 or 19. Mm-hmm.
Could have been younger, maybe. I don't know.
Just had to be 17.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, to be officially official, maybe. I don't know. I don't think Voldemort really cares.
No, he doesn't. Oh, you're willing to do this for me? Even if you're not willing to do it for me.
Yeah.
You're doing it. So Harry goes to bring up Sirius, and Hermione immediately puts a stop to that and says, Sirius was horrible to creature, Harry, and it's no good looking like that. You know it's true. Creature had been alone for a long time when Sirius came to live here, and he was probably starving for a bit of affection. I'm sure Miss Sissy and Miss Bella were perfectly lovely to creature when he turned up, so he did them a favor and told them everything they wanted to know. I've said all along that wizards would pay for how they treat house elves. Well, Voldemort did, and so did Sirius. And Harry has nothing to say to that. He's thinking about...
She ain't wrong.
Right. He's thinking about just hours after Sirius had died, Dumbledore said, I do not think Sirius ever saw a creature as a being with feelings as acute as a human's. And I think that's hard for Harry to grapple with because, like, Sirius is a hero to him. He's technically family.
Gil just said this is a reminder that people like Harry romanticize the dead and put them on a pedestal.
Right. And it's hard to...
Because he does it with his dad, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Sirius is a bad guy, but it's hard when you're Harry or someone that loves him or looks up to him like that to be like, oh, he had flaws.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about his faults, right. Well, you know, but
yeah, there. Yeah, you're not going to, especially, God, I mean, think about who's left. What, Lupin's left. Peter's obviously out of the picture, but he's not going to be like, your dad made some really silly choices. Like, want to talk about it? No, right. You're not going to say those things. And also, I feel like our fandom knows better than anybody else. Like, sometimes when you meet your heroes, it's not everything it's cracked up to be.
But we could say that about
unless anybody they're Taylor Swift.
We look up to.
Yeah, she's solid.
I believe you. You would know. But like everybody's got something. Even us. Well, not me.
Oh, I'm joking.
No. But like everybody's got something where somebody would be like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nobody's perfect.
Correct.
You know? So Harry actually doesn't speak for a little bit. So he's like reflecting on everything that just was kind of brought to light to him. But he eventually says to Creature, when you feel up to it, please sit up. His tune has already changed. So it takes a few minutes. Creature hiccups himself into silence. Like a small child on a Disney trip who isn't having a good time. And he's rubbing his eyes like a small child. Which, like, I'm picturing his big, like, hairy ears. And, like, it's kind of cute.
He's got buggy eyes going.
Yeah. So he, again, his tone is very changed. He says, Creature, I am going to ask you to do something. He wants to sound kind, but he doesn't want it to be mistaken for anything but an order. So he's like looking to Hermione like, am I doing okay? And she does seem to approve of what he's doing. So he says, Creature, I want you, please, to go and find Mundungus Fletcher. We need to find out where the locket, where Master Regulus's locket is. It's really important. We want to finish the work Master Regulus started. We want to ensure he didn't die in vain. So, like, Harry's just, like, sprinkling that sugar on top, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, find Mundungus Fletcher, bring him to Grimmauld Place. Creature agrees. He gets to his feet to probably go and disapparate right away. And Harry has this moment of inspiration, takes out the fake locket, and says, I'd like you to have this. This belonged to Regulus, and I'm sure he'd want you to have it as a token of gratitude for what you... And Ron goes, overkill, mate, because... Creature is beside himself. Just
but
too
it
much.
It means so much to him.
Yes. It's just too much to be like presented with a black family heirloom of his own, especially with all the black history, the back history. That's kind of funny. It's cute.
Yeah.
It took almost half an hour to calm him down. And his knees were too weak to stand properly. So then when he stood up, he tottered to his little cupboard.
He does seem very, like, I mean, he's lovable.
He is, yeah.
He's not unlovable. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He has trauma. Big and that time. Makes you want to, like, make him feel better, you know?
I read cupboard this time and I was like, is this, like, a really small parallel to Harry?
Oh.
It's a small, small connection they have with each other.
Yeah.
They watched him tuck the locket in his blankets and had to promise him that they would make it first priority that they would protect it while he was gone. So Creature gives two low bows to the boys and then a funny sort of spasm towards Hermione and then he disapparates. He tried. I give him he's like big props no. for that.
He goes where does he go?
Go look for Mundungus.
Look for Mundungus.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We literally just said that.
You'll be
you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. He went to the pub.
I was like, did he like go back to Hogwarts?
I don't think Dunn is there.
Oh man.
Lori is now in our chat.
Lori. Hello.
So she'll be able to hear her own notes.
I'm about to read some of your notes.
We didn't want them to go to waste.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Oh, also, if you scroll up, Lori, you'll see what we said about the locket and the potion. We rolled from your notes into an aha moment, and it was great.
So these are from Lori, so excuse me stumbling around on them. Harry not understanding how Creature could betray Sirius to Voldemort, and Hermione pointing out that Creature is loyal to those who are kind to him. It's about relationships. Regulus was trying to protect them all by not explaining his change of heart. Hermione would understand that after performing a memory charm on her parents. This is also why Dumbledore wouldn't confide in Snape about Horcruxes. Legitimacy and torture can be incriminating information out of people and get them killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snape was always in such danger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Like, how
he
exhausting
didn't...
would that have to be to, like, keep your walls up like that all the time?
Did he dye his hair? Because dude was probably gray.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Did he use natural instincts?
Probably.
Oh. What's the other one? Starts with a C.
Clairol.
I used to dye my hair.
I used to dye my hair in high school.
Herbal essences. I don't know.
Yeah, herbal essence. Sure. They have.
Sometimes I literally can't believe that I had black hair.
I had black hair.
Black lowlights. And my mom was very mad at me.
Dude, that's cool. Yeah, just for men.
Oh my gosh. What else do we got?
Let's see. Where was I? Quote, he wanted to give the order. Oh my God. This is about Harry. He wanted to give the order kindly, but at the same time, he could not pretend that it was not an order. So Harry is learning to be appropriate for his position. Creature needs to know that Harry will uphold his role.
That's kind of like, again, a little callback to like the regime change for Creature, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And this is a continuation of that. We want to finish the work Master Regulus started. So Harry's learning how to signal to Creature where he stands and how it fits with Creature's values. Very smart, especially like so right after Harry has to like grapple with basically forgiving Creature for something that was very traumatic for him.
Yeah.
Giving Creature the fake Horcrux is so good. It shows that Harry was paying attention to what would convince Creature that Harry understood what Regulus was trying to accomplish. And it shows that Harry is on Regulus's side.
1000%.
Tiffany in the chat saying she's so fake emo.
What?
With funny. Your black lowlights.
I was.
That's funny.
Oh, I was 100% faking that.
I was not fake emo.
Yeah, not fake emo.
I was faking emo.
The gift of the locket proves that someone else understands Regulus's story now and how Creature was a partner to Regulus. And Creature's howl of shock and misery lets him finally grieve Regulus's death in the open.
I just thought about that. Like, this is probably this has to be the first time that he's been able to talk about it. Right?
Yeah.
That has to be why his reaction hits so hard.
Nobody else knows.
Yeah.
And he feels comfortable enough to let this out because they are on to this story. And there is trust there.
Is he allowed to say it because Harry's not family?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
Like, I know Harry's family, but he's not family, you know?
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she also commented on the fact that, you know, he gave two low bows. Oh, my God.
Bows.
He bowed to Harry and Ron and did a funny little gesture to Hermione. Tried to do a salute. Do you think he was like...
could have been that.
And peace,
deuces,
like Taylor Swift.
I love that woman.
We know.
Double album.
All right, let's roll.
Gil, what would have happened if Dobby was the elf chosen, meaning Voldemort went to the Malfoys instead? Well,
I don't think Dobby would have been
in
the story.
He would not have been asked to come home, I'm sure.
That's for sure. Dobby would have died. It would have been an actual death mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would have been harder to find the Horcrux.
Yeah.
Kendra asks, Voldy is heading to the lake. What essentials does he need to pack? Definitely
sunscreen.
Some sunscreen.
Yeah, he's real pale.
For his nose. Oh, wait.
Never mind.
Smeared across.
definitely a big floppy sun hat.
The lake TM towel from Swish and Flick podcast.
I feel like he needs like a rubber duck flotation device.
Yes.
He gets one of those cute little drink floats, like the unicorn, to put his...
He needs a koozie.
Put his little drink in.
The lake koozie?
The lake koozie.
Inside a float?
So you need water
inside
wings?
Probably.
Yeah, water wings.
It's probably good.
Flip-flops.
Dude could use going in the lake. He needs a bath.
A petty?
Scrub them toes.
You need some sun.
Mm.
KDK. Did Creature do any fun lake sports on his trip? Yeah, probably rowing.
Oh.
That's wrong. Fishing. He might have tried to water ski, but he got pulled under. Tubing.
No, I think Regulus tried to water ski and got pulled under.
Oh my god. This is all very dark.
This is how we cope.
This is some dark humor.
Caitlin, what snacks are you packing for a day trip to the lake?
Brie just said an Fury Polo for water ski.
Sorry, what snacks am I packing?
Goldfish, for sure.
As James would say, Cheetos. I like a Cheeto.
That's cute. I'd like a PB&J.
We always pack PB&Js. Like, yeah.
Maybe some juice boxes.
A High Noon, perhaps.
Some Coke.
Coke. Sour Patch Watermelons.
Ooh. Definitely some candy. Some fruit roll-ups.
Gushers.
Definitely.
Airheads.
Beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Those Chomps beef sticks are really good.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV.
Now we're talking.
Especially because you're getting real thirsty there.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry.
I'm sorry.
I have sweethearts.
Let's hurry up.
Let's hurry up.
Megan with an H. Which is better, lake water or pirate water?
Okay.
Pirate water.
Pirate water.
Well, pirate water.
Or Jungle Cruise water.
I wouldn't know.
You've never been on Jungle Cruise?
The wait time is always dumb.
I understand.
Yeah, that's true.
Pirate water doesn't have...
You don't
want
to touch Jungle Cruise.
...people in it, so I'll go pirate water.
Pirate water.
We're going to smell pirate water. I'm so happy.
I'm sorry, guys. Same. Some of these other questions are, like, way too serious, and I just don't...
What?
You don't have the capacity for serious right now?
I just don't have the capacity for serious questions today. So that's everything. Discord discourse. That's right. I forgot about this little segment. It's been a while. Destifer. It's good for Harry to see a Slytherin doing good. He has a tendency. He and a lot of Griffs tend to judge other houses so hard for not being as brave as they are.
That's true.
I agree. Marguerite replied to that and said, that's the thing that really gets me mad about the houses in Sorcerer's Stone. There's so much bias and judgment, and they can't truly see past the label. And those in Slytherin, I feel like, just become a product of the judgment dislike.
That's what we're supposed to believe, though.
I know. That's, yeah.
That's the intent.
KDK, I can't imagine watching an elf have a meltdown for 30 minutes. I'd have a meltdown by the end.
I have enough of my own meltdowns.
Yeah.
Fan story?
Yes.
This is a very recent one.
And actually, I think that she's in the chat.
No way.
I think so.
Okay. This was submitted March 2024. Sarah Kirk. Paging Sarah Kirk. Hey, Swish and Flick ladies.
There we go.
I hope you're still doing fan stories.
We are. Drink Yummy Coke.
Oh, man. During a fan story.
Give me.
I'm going to give you a straw to suck on.
We're making straws.
I'm down with that.
All right.
And we're not going to have them for this Disney trip, but we'll have them for December.
Let's just book another one.
Yeah.
Well, we already have one booked. Another one.
Oh, another. Okay.
Another.
Sorry, Sarah. Okay. I discovered your podcast in 2023 and I'm caught up to your Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix early 2020 episodes. So I am catching up. I'm on the younger side of the Potter fandom, being just 25 years old, but I still felt like I grew up with it. 6 of the books were out when I started Potter and all 5 movies had been out. I saw the release of movies 6 through 8 in theaters. I was just around 11 or 12, but remember my excitement. My name is Sarah and I'm a proud Slytherin. My room is decorated in silver and green. My Patronus is a black stallion. Hey, you got a horse, buddy.
I was going to say, I was like, wait.
Hey, you got a horse, buddy.
No.
Wait, Sarah Kirk in the chat. As soon as you said Slytherin, I was like, why is she a Ravenclaw in the chat then? It's not her.
Oh. Sorry.
I was like, how dare you betray my house and be Ravenclaw in this chat?
Whoa. Why are you not winning me points?
Oh. Where was I? Oh. My patronus is a black stallion, and my wand is hawthorn wood with a phoenix core, 11 inches and unbending flexibility. I've copied a description of hawthorn below. Oh man, this brings me back to character profiles. Hawthorn wands may be particularly suited to healing magic, but they are also adept at curses, and I have generally observed that the hawthorn wand seems most at home with a conflicted nature, or with a witch or wizard passing through a period of turmoil. Hawthorn is not easy to master, however, and I would only consider placing a hawthorn wand in the hands of a witch or wizard of proven talent, or the consequences might be dangerous.
So how does an 11-year-old ever get a hawthorn wand?
He just knows, Meg. Elevator just knows.
Okay. Mm.
They speak to him.
Well, the wand chooses a wizard.
True.
That much has always been very clear.
Hawthorn wands have a notable peculiarity. Their spells can be... Oh my god. Their spells, when badly handled, backfire. That was all Ollivander.
I want to go. This is making me want to go and like watch an Ollivander thing at Universal.
Yeah, but well, then you're really anxious. I'm going to get picked. I don't want to get picked.
I do.
Can't I just be like, if they did, can I just be like, nah.
I don't think they let you.
I agree.
I don't think that's a thing.
I started my Harry Potter journey in 2007 at age 8 when my mom read the books to my sister and me. Now at 25, I read the series 6 times and seen the movies countless times. Also, my cousin, who is 7 years older than me, was obsessed with Harry Potter, so her love for it rubbed off on my younger brain. I remember falling in love with the characters, especially Hermione. She's my favorite because we are so similar. I appreciate the effort and laughs you put into this podcast. Your episodes always calm me and let me know I'm not alone. When I'm feeling stressed, anxious, or upset, I can either put on the movies or I put on an episode from you all, and your banter and love for the fandom fills me with good feelings.
Aww.
I know this probably wasn't the most intriguing of stories, but I still felt the need to share my fan journey and show my appreciation for you kind ladies. Don't let the muggles get you down. Sarah Kirk. It was an intriguing story.
It was. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your cool Slytherin
story. I like that you're on the younger side of it, but still, like, mm-hmm. your story feels very similar to, like, people our age.
Yeah.
Not that we're that far apart, but, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool that you still feel that you grew up with it.
Yeah, I like that because I feel like some of the younger kiddos out there maybe aren't as into it, but I am seeing kids like in the school that I work at liking Harry Potter. So
nice.
I'm always.
Is there Harry Potter stuff at like the Scholastic book fairs and stuff still?
I haven't seen any.
Dumb.
Any. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, not really. I've only ever seen 2 in the last however many years, though. I don't really look at those older kid books, though. I'm looking at the little kid books.
That's true, right?
But no, I don't think I've seen Harry Potter in a minute. Which is silly, because like if you walk into any bookstore, there's always huge Harry Potter sections.
Yeah, that's true.
But anywho, so we have multiple Sarah Kirks.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Because
Ezra's sister is also Sarah Kirk.
That's so funny because I didn't. I don't read the stories before, so when I saw the name Sarah Kirk, I assumed it was the Sarah Kirk that was in the chat, and it was not. So yeah, name twins,
triplets.
Tiffany, you said used to be, and I was like. Then I realized
she probably got married.
But I believe she changed her name. Yeah.
Anyway, joke.
Okay. Yeah, joke.
How much does it cost to watch Harry Potter play his favorite sport?
I don't know, Katie. How much?
A quid each.
That's good.
That was good. I like that.
That was a good one.
Thanks. I didn't make it up myself.
I figured.
What?
What?
You would like to follow your host on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peters Family. Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. And since we got beautiful insight from Lori, and She was supposed to be here and we missed her very much. I want to shout out her new chapter reread podcast called Harry Potter After 2020 with Lori, Kim, and JC. They have new episodes every Wednesday, a chapter per episode. They're halfway through Chamber of Secrets and you can find it at hpafter2020.com.
Can I drop a couple of shout outs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we've got eKirk 2006. He's got a new podcast
Star
going.
Star Wars podcast.
Star Wars, yes. Called Yoda Stew. Yoda like Yoda. Stew like the food. S-T-E-W. Go check that out. And then I have a couple others. I just want to give a couple of shout outs to, you know, people we're following on the internet, people we enjoy interacting with. Jess Dreams of Magic, she's got a podcast out. She'll read you to sleep. It's beautiful. I want to find the official name of it so I don't mess it up. The Cozy Common Room. So go go follow, download episodes, my friends, download episodes. And then I have a coworker who has a Bookstagram and she's very entertaining. She's on her first read through of ACOTAR. Nice. She's almost done with Throne of Glass. She's doing a bunch. Lynn's Library 2. L-I-N-D-S Library 2. Like a number 2. Go follow these
also,
people. They're good eggs. You have anybody else?
Since we're shouting out Bookstagram, yeah. Shout go out follow Regine Reads.
Yes.
Regine is always reading some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Who else can we give a shout out to?
Go follow Kayla.
Yeah, creators Kayla. Lifting up creators. Yes.
I'm trying to remember. It's Sincerely Kayla Dawn. I was like, is it Kayla Dawn Reads or Sincerely Kayla
Dawn? Sincerely Kayla Dawn. Who else we have?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Egg-Molly. Also, you know, we have another podcast called Fangirls and Fairy Tales.
We do have another podcast.
We're talking currently about ACOTAR, but we will keep going to other SJM books and we've done some bonus episodes on Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. We're reading Legendborn for our book club right now. And we are having a lot of fun over there too with Kayla.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a bingo.
No, we didn't.
We did.
We did because it's Gryffindor.
You were going to be upset. You were going to be upset.
Congrats to Marguerite. And the House Cup standings are the same.
Ow.
Ravenclaw's in first, Gryffindor's in second. You guys are close,
hey,
though.
Hey, that's closing in.
That Hufflepuff is in third, and Slytherin is in fourth.
Thank you, Marguerite.
Third or nothing. I'm wearing that shirt today. A Puff Pride shirt.
Nice.
Oh, I was like, you are not.
It's under two layers.
I see. It is kind of cool in here. All right. Well,
what's this for?
It's for Lori.
Yeah.
For I love
Lori.
It.
For Lori, thank you for all your insights. We missed you tonight.
And just uplifting other creators.
Uplifting other creators, yes. We love Lori. And we'll have you back again. Email me what chapter you're thinking about. And this one's for you.
Always.
Thank you.
This one's for you, Lori Boo.
Lori Boo. All right, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Almost clicked leave meeting. I'm glad I didn't.
You're glad?
I'm glad. Okay, you have to stop singing. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can somebody help Caitlin, I think it is, do bingo? Did somebody? Just please, thank you, love you. Okay. Hi, Caitlin, welcome.